Tonight, Seekers, we continue with the Hurricane Spectacular.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Chapter 6, Shock the Monkey.
Click.
News of the president was on every station. Not just any president, but the one who disappeared.
Bush, along with FEMA's director Michael Brown.
Problem, I don't remember the flight to Camp David taking this long.
Mr. President, I'm sorry, my orders didn't mention Camp David.
Down. Drenching rains and 90 mile per hour winds.
There have been a couple of unfortunate deaths.
Stick a fork in the guy, he's done. He was president, he had his 4 years. Lie down, old fella, you're dead.
Now, let's have no more curiosity about this bizarre cover-up.
Excellent. It's all falling into place.
Wait a minute.
Individual acts of immorality have larger repercussions. The order of nature, it seems, has gone awry.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Hurricane's yours.
The one thing that could possibly draw the Emperor away from his imperial pleasures out into the wastelands of the Empire, where he is vulnerable.
You understand, of course, that you mustn't hurt him.
What?
I want him dead. He must die. He knows too much.
Oh, honey, don't be so naive.
We cannot risk some foreign power grabbing him.
Oh, Dad.
You men are the inner defense of our nation. It is upon your shoulders that this great responsibility falls.
Someone must pay.
TV or not TV, that is the question. Whether it is nobler to suffer the lies and promises of outrageous men, or to slit your throat with an electroplated stainless steel blade. It's all there on the laugh track.
How amusing.
They're lost. Lost where there's only one way in and out. Amazing.
We covered the area and worked our best sources. But we haven't been able to find him yet.
Have you notified the police?
No, sir. I didn't want the publicity.
We need to handle every aspect of this ourselves. That means no outsiders and no leaks. If we screw it up, it could bring down the entire government.
We're speeding toward the abyss, Cheney.
It is no accident that we haven't been hit by intelligence in more than 4 years.
I have to see a way around it.
And then we need to act serious, people.
It's dangerous.
How do we know that?
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger, and that's the bottom line.
So that we don't lose all, Cheney will be consecrated as God.
What?
Oh, no.
What would Jesus do?
Moment of round the clock law enforcement action.
Welcome to Dick Cheney's America.
But, sir, it's the devil himself.
Listen back to the devil.
Stop! Not only must the people forget the miracles of Jesus and accept mine, but all the symbols and relics of his supremacy must be crushed out of existence.
Well, this was a great shock to me.
Wrong again, liberal media.
What's the devil look like?
He's white. As white as you folks. With empty eyes and a big hollow voice. He loved to travel around with a mean old hound.
I don't know, Carl. Let's open up a whole new bag of cats.
Yeah, yeah.
This could be bad advice.
We've got to get our act together, but this is...
Cheney called for a more aggressive approach.
Some have advocated a sudden withdrawal of our forces from Arrakis.
Arrakis.
And abandon our mission.
Sure. An old lady from the neighborhood saw a man carrying a man fitting the president's description over his shoulder, buck naked. She dryly described the victim as a poster boy for TMJ.
I knew that son of a bitch was alive.
They have to be eliminated, both of them. You do understand, don't you?
Whatever.
The witch must be killed. 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 The witch must be killed.
Your eyes gazed into the realm of death. What did you see?
This scene sets the tone and the moral climate of the whole play. The stormy night suggests the atmosphere of evil which dominates throughout.
See, I believe out of this terrible evil can come some great good.
Hello, Mama.
We continue to see violence and suffering caused by an enemy that is determined and brutal.
George sat for 3 days before Brown came to examine his butt, which was approximately 36 degrees out of alignment.
Let's see here.
Unless you've been there and seen it, you don't realize exactly how bad and how big it was.
That it healed at all was a minor miracle.
There's no help, Vicky. Nothing to be done.
All who had a part in this achievement can be proud.
I was just thinking, I had to fall out of a plane to meet you.
I don't believe that. And not even the terrorists believe it.
Is that where you got the scar? From the plane crash? Which scar? The 666 shaped one on your lower back. No, said the president guardedly. That's something else.
What happened, Georgie? Make it better.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. You're a brave man.
No, I'm not.
I'm serious, dude.
No, I'm not. Thank you, but I'm not.
Now, it's not going to be perfect, but it doesn't happen. You see, you seem to think that somehow you go down there and overnight it's clear of sewage trees.
Holy mackerel, what a line.
Shut up, will you?
He rubbed his rump. The assembly roared.
Predominantly, he was thrilled to be alive. Still, he anticipated trouble.
He whistled softly.
How do you explain us being here? Aren't we both dead in a helicopter crash?
Bush looked at Brown.
Mother of Christ. Where's the Stoli? You got any more Stoli?
George said, shrugging.
All he recalled of the coma that followed the accident was an agonizing and unquenchable thirst.
How many days has it been since the storm?
He asked, hopefully.
Hurricane George. August has been about a month.
Brown replied. Place used to be something special. Long, long time ago, Jack said absently. George looked over his shoulder and sniggered. The Dairy Queen is gone. Every goddamn thing is gone, in case you didn't notice.
I find that funny, President. Horse's ass, because we're both hallucinating.
Brown said angrily.
I just answered. I picked the best person I could find.
Mike, who am I, f***ing MacGyver? I'm making this up as I go along.
Jack broke in.
It's madness out here, he said. These idiots shoot at anything that moves.
That is funny. Jack flashed a conspiratorial grin at the other two.
Shoot off a 12-gauge and nobody cares. Nobody comes to see. Nobody comes to help. Know why?
Said Jack proudly and yet twitched as he said it.
Because of the hurricane. The whole place is a madhouse.
Jack slammed his knife into a trunk and looked round challengingly. The meeting settled down again. Look, Jack was on his feet. We'll have rules, he cried excitedly. Lots of rules. Then when anyone breaks them, wee-o, wacko, bong, doink.
Jack's laughter had a ring of triumph. What is it you want with us?
Jack flushed. He would not look at Bush, but spoke casually. We want meat.
Mm-hmm.
And we want flashings of blood.
Hmm.
And we want to,
Piggy.
No.
Piggy.
No.
Bush screamed.
It caused him to empty his bowels.
President just decorated.
Yeah. Very funny.
The droppings were warm. They lay piled among turned earth. They were olive green, smooth, and they steamed a little.
That really breaks the mood.
Bush rubbed his rump and fell in the droppings. He clowned badly.
Jack grabbed an aluminum baseball bat, and immediately George felt the whole day go sour. Just to be sure, he said, "Do you guys know..." George said, slapping a mosquito on his blubbery neck, "Do you guys be getting quite a wad of dough on account of the hurricane? Insurance, though."
"You're right."
"Yeah, right."
"Right."
"Yep." "Got dang right."
"Exactly. Your place is wrecked. Last thing you need is a lawsuit. So, George says, here's an idea. Soon as your hurricane money comes in, cut us a piece and we'll call it even."
"What? How bogus."
"You can't be serious."
"What?"
Brown could easily envision him chasing a $700 investment down the street. You could even envision him strangling the monkey for it, if necessary.
"Whatever it costs, it is never too high."
"How do you say sucks in Texan?"
"Terrorist money."
"What the f*** were you thinking?"
Bush looked at Jack.
"I mean, I'm just trying to help you out."
"You're lying."
"Do I?"
"Maybe he's not."
In some cases,
No, and look at his face. He's lying.
No, but let me make sure you understand where we're headed.
He is closer to a public confession of his deed.
And there was the initial shock.
In this scene, he is clearly conscious of his own corruption.
After a number of sex, after a number of setbacks.
What did he mean by that?
I don't know.
Telling the truth, and I've got to hate this guy.
You're probably selling goofballs to infants.
He sold poison milk to school children.
Yeah!
Let's sacrifice him to our God!
George concluded it was a nightmare and shut his eyes.
If only they could send us a sign or something.
He thought, hopefully. He scanned for nothing in particular, just a sign. At that moment, a sunbeam broke through the bruised clouds with golden light. George shielded his eyes. Was this a sign? A power and light cherry picker came steaming down the street. George shouted for help.
Help!
But the driver kept going.
Are you crazy?
The kidnapper said through clenched teeth.
Are you?
I don't know.
Jack stepped toward George and lifted him by the shirt, hoisted him to eye level, and said,
prepare for an eternity of me kicking your ass.
Look, as I said the other day,
I want you, Piggy.
What do you need? Right now,
Piggy,
to get control of this situation.
Where are you, Piggy?
Nuclear power pants.
Muscle relaxant. You'll need it.
Okay,
George said.
You got any more of them, Darvons?
This is a pickle, George.
Piggy shook his head.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
No.
You ever see anything that went behind the ears?
Unquestionably, I've been lacking in taste. You're being cheerful, but not for long. Your mom and dad, they sure made a mess. You're gonna look like watercress.
Piggy once more was the center of social derision.
I snub you.
So that everyone felt cheerful and normal. They bumped Piggy, who was burnt, and yelled and danced, relieved by a storm of laughter. Thicket, another penetrating wail. A reedy howl rose from the palmettos, diffusing into a creepy rumble of laughter.
You are the Duke of New York, you're A-1.
The sound was followed by a faint, quavering moan. Jack was still enjoying the irony.
Oh, my. Anyway.
He flashed a conspiratorial grin at Brown.
They've been monitoring the signals my men have been sending. They know precisely where we are and what we can do.
Meanwhile,
tracking down those little squealers using the latest in crime-fighting technology.
Police in the way.
I got nothing.
Damn you!
Where do we start? The man could be all the way to Atlanta by now.
I've got some ideas.
The cops will find him first. They're all on hurricane duty, double shifts. Even the detectives are directing traffic. It's not a bad time to be a fugitive.
Yeah? That's what you think.
Meanwhile...
How does Slacker George feel about that?
Bush moaned faintly and then squealed again.
He was as limp as a rag doll. His cheap suit was filthy and torn. Jack nudged George with his shoe. Nothing. The motion caused a slight stir and a sleepy gargle, but the eyelids remained closed.
He'd better wake up soon, because I'm damned if I'm carrying a great lump like him through half a mile of homicidal jungle.
We could always use him as a shield, or a battering ram.
I have to say, I'm still not happy that we are collaborating with the enemies of humanity. I don't trust them.
We need them. We have business in common. It's in their interest to play fair. The trick would be for us to bail out before they lower the boom on us.
Jack felt the point of his spear with his thumb and grinned without amusement. Whoever tried that will be stuck, squealing like a pig. Piggy whimpered instinctively.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface...
Some time has apparently elapsed, for we learn that some of the most politically influential and chronically impatient taxpayers, already in a cranky mood, would touch off heated high-level communiques with Washington, D.C.
Trouble?
They've discovered our links with the plan.
Oh, no!
No way! You were just kidding, right?
If they weren't so positive someone has, I'd be tempted to put it down to paranoia. Anyway, even if someone has found out, they've made no move to take advantage of it. So far.
I have to say, I'm still not happy that we are collaborating with Shub.
Pat Robertson explained unnecessarily.
I mean, they are the enemies of humanity, after all. I don't trust them.
We need them. As long as we have business in common.
Looks like we'll have to send someone down. A lot of people asking for help for a man named George.
George B. Yes, tonight's his crucial night. You're right. We'll have to send someone down immediately. Whose turn is it?
Jeb what? Jeb Bush.
Nobody's got to know. And I'm lost in this useless pile of words while my mind's gone blank. And China says that maybe I'll be more likable now. Things that once were men, they're not dead yet, just horribly mutated. In trailer parks and in front of TV.
News that a murderous criminal might be lurking in the mangroves would touch off heated high-level communiques with Tallahassee and Washington, D.C.
They came to my office yesterday, Carl. They came to my place of business. Now, look.
There's nothing to worry about. Just hang tight.
I know we have a deal.
But if I knew this was going to be happening, I wouldn't have signed on.
Just be calm and know that you have the full power of the White House behind you.
Yeah, right.
A sense of destiny burned in Chip as he fought his way through the bodies to Crawford.
Halt! Stop where you are!
It's me.
Stand by for special instructions.
He wondered what had happened. Something must have. This level of security was unusual even for a family as paranoid as the Chubbs.
Now his imagination begins to work on him. His mind races as he asks himself, when will I become king? And how will it happen? The governor's gaze turned out the window, drifting. His thoughts even turn briefly to the idea of murder, but these fantasies are put aside for the moment. He concludes, if chance will have me king, why, chance may crown me. For the time being, he will let nature take its course. However, when the scene shifts to the king's palace...
There's no place to fight for.
Ancestral manse, the home where I spent so many happy days.
And his unease grew.
Where's the happy little tire swing?
We got rid of it, and it made everyone a lot happier.
Standing in the driveway was a man with an unfortunate pinstriped suit and a face that appeared to have been modified with a gallon of lye.
Hey, we're not going to hang our hats on that.
Investigator Razor worked for the family after the clan let him go.
You got your hand up. You want
to
leave?
Throw lye in my face.
I can't see out of my cheek.
Partly because they paid him extremely handsomely, but mostly because they offered him the best chance to legally kill people.
He's done that almost every day since it started.
And how?
It was rumored that he'd been thrown out of the clan because he was a complete bloody psychopath, which, when he first heard it, amused the hell out of him, because he'd always thought that was how you got in.
My goodness, Ivan, I'm stunned.
Have a nice war.
I didn't even know about this.
It's not often we see you in bright daylight, investigator.
The governor of Florida said guardedly,
"Your father thought it necessary. Security has been raised another level and placed under my direct control. I am to escort you personally to the board meeting. Follow me."
You try any perversions and I'll blow your head off.
Oh, man.
Just lately, everything seemed to be going wrong. And for the first time in his life, Jeff hadn't a clue as to what to do for the best.
Family.
Another point I want to make here involves a word of honor.
Paranoid and guilt-ridden, thoroughly corrupt, Jeb's father murders anyone who poses a threat to his power and establishes a reign of terror.
Because I love this family, I had to take off my belt and slap the crap out of him.
Now at last it's out in the open. My brother, that's beautiful.
The governor of Florida gazed expectantly at his father.
I understand you got some domestic problems.
My immediate response was,
"What's that kind of talk? You'll get your heathen head smacked."
Okay, Dad, I give.
I've not seen reports that hundreds are being killed by roving death squads at all.
Hundreds have been assassinated, people shot in the head down in alleys.
That's life.
And what part am I going to be playing in all this? You didn't summon me here at this hour just to make speeches at me.
And it had to be said that he wasn't looking forward to this particular meeting at all.
Boy, we need to talk to you.
Call me Snake.
Shut up, Jeff.
The governor's gaze turned out the window, drifting again.
Why did we come here, Father? And don't just tell me it's a matter of honor or duty.
Love, loyalty, and honor weren't part of the dope smuggler's creed.
Another day, another dollar.
Dad wouldn't dream of risking his neck unless vast sums of money were at stake.
For love of money, people will steal from their brother. For love of money, people will rob their own mother. Money, 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 money.
I've never lied to you, son. We've been entrusted with the most profitable commodity in the universe.
Vermouth.
Goofball.
Donuts.
Yes.
That alone makes us many enemies.
Oh, man.
This is a hard lesson, son. In the world we live in, self-interest governs all. Self-interest needs us.
Not my color.
To administer Iraq, to make the spice flow.
Oh!
This is my legacy to you, son. Greatest wealth in the universe, the never-ending struggle to defend it.
The governor of Florida looked at his father.
By the time my idiot of a brother is through, the emperor himself will have to intervene.
You're not as dim as I thought.
You see, this is why you need me. To help you think, to help you plot. Why do you think I tolerate the incompetence of your brother? Because it amuses me? Think, think. There must be method to this madness, even though you've been too dull to divide it.
Evidently, I don't need to know, so fuck you. I'm going to Hollywood.
Hey, you call that a punch?
The governor of Florida said angrily.
You taught me that my own hands must always remain clean.
Oh, quick, boy, very quick. You're good material, and I hate to waste good material. Now give me one good reason why I shouldn't kill you right here.
My brother.
Yes, that's right. Your dim brother. He can't even put down a dirty mob of religious lunatics. Yes, your brother.
President of what?
That's not funny.
Prophet-like, they hailed him, father, to a line of kings. Upon my head they placed a fruitless crown and put a barren scepter in my grip. For them have I murdered, to make them kings?
Get a new president.
Watch your tone, son.
We're still at war. We need him alive.
I don't give a f*** about your war. Or your president.
This is an outrage!
No previous governor of Florida had dared to disrupt the business of Washington, D.C.
I'm not a fool.
No, because it's not about the money. It's about pissing off Daddy.
Don't worry. If I'd wanted you dead, you'd never have made it down the hall.
Going to let me live?
Well, I can't very well leave the wealth of Iraq
to someone who's dead.
Well, what's your point?
The point?
The latest love letter from your brother.
Implicitous little turd.
The moron never ceases to amaze me.
By the time he's finished, there won't be a population left to rule.
Bottom of a pretty darn big lake. A 9,000 hectare lake.
Covering an area the size of Great Britain. How big it was.
Cheer up, lovely boy. I merely allow him to brutalize them, to savage them, until you arrive to rescue them from the beast trap.
Oh, what's your point?
My point? The point is, I want to hire you.
What's going on out there?
The governor asked.
The full knowledge of our responsibility, we must find him. In the interest of national security, kill him.
The president?
Clearly, the plan was to murder George and take control of his crooked gypsy imposters.
Kill the president? Are you guys crazy? You can't do a thing like that.
Sit down, Reckless.
Don't you realize what that means?
Game over.
a terrible thing.
Turn it off, will you? Just another man. A man.
With the president.
Yeah. Yeah, I never killed a president before.
Oh.
He's your president, too.
Make a deal with you, boy. We kill you instead of the president. That's even, Stephen. Okay with you? Good enough. Anybody else want to take the heat off the president?
No.
Get the full power of the White House behind you, okay?
Really?
Do you really think the party would back me if I helped out?
Really?
It's already been discussed, Mr. President.
Really?
Really?
Well, now that I think of it, there is an extra bonus to this. I either get the son of a bitch I hate,
good to see you.
Or the son of a bitch I really hate.
Really, really, really.
I'll do it.
Sign here.
They did it!
Anything for a buck.
Ooh-wee!
There is no qualm of conscience in this speech. No wavering or timidity. Willing enough to defile himself with his crimes. He is even willing to sell his soul to the devil.
It is no accident.
If it will buy him a secure throne. With this complication, he decides he can no longer rely on chance.
Yes.
The strategy succeeded.
Yes.
To abandon President George without compunction.
Yes.
This was war, and none of us minded if he was killed in the course of an air attack.
Yes.
It is not natural for a man to love his enemies.
Never again, I swear to God.
Nor
Christ.
Is it natural for lusty men to give up the joys of earth.
Yeah, wait a minute.
No.
But they're infidels. Fine.
George is a common, ordinary yokel.
Chip, we have more important things to think about.
Have you lost your mind? He's incredibly dangerous.
It was as though the vague, inconsequential dreamer they'd known up till now had been nothing but a mask, discarded now that it was no longer needed. To reveal the true mask beneath.
Oh, they will be right for you, lovely boy. The savior. They will be cheering in the streets. You can even give them your brother's head as a gift, if you like.
Men are only too willing to hate and lust and kill if they believe it is not a sin.
No!
Or that they will be held guiltless in the eyes of their God.
Yes!
And then you will squeeze like the grips of a vice.
Vice President.
So our treasuries become fat with the profit of spice.
He has just learned they have prophesied that he will be king thereafter.
The governor's mind raced.
This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why hath it given me earnest of success? If good, why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? And nothing is but what is not.
Do not bear our burden lightly. Take no chances. Shoot him on sight. We shall. We must. The nation expects it of us. Find him. Kill him. Think of your mother's.
Look at her degenerate face. Rape her.
Easy, sailor.
Think of the yet unborn.
Come on. Get my slice and stick it in the Caymans. What's so damn difficult about that?
A cold foreboding curled within Jeff's gut. It had all got so damned complicated. The demands on him were growing all the time as his popularity increased, and the pressure on his secret identity was becoming intolerable. He was only able to lead his two lives because the crowds and officials connived with him, but their curiosity was becoming more intense than their hero worship, and it was only a matter of time now before someone turned on him.
We were glad to have you with us. You will not find us ungrateful.
I'd better not.
But behind the governor's movie star smile was the incendiary fervor of a terrorist.
Mama's love and daddy's strength. You hear me? I wasn't just lucky, I'm blessed. I'm the fortunate son.
I'm the fortunate son.
Now, I don't know about you, but somewhere a long, cold drink is calling my name. Let's go and find it.
Damn right!
And everyone fell back to give him plenty of room.
Nothing like honest work to give you a thirst.
Well, all right then. How about it? Shall we greet the nation, Mr. President-elect?
He laughed and shut the door behind him. And everyone in the room relaxed a little.
With him out of the picture, I was free to wallow in my own crapulence.
I don't know, Carl. That's tricky stuff.
So I thought.
He could have had them killed, but it was important to establish their father as an honorable man. Besides, he might need to hire them someday, or others like them, and it never hurt to build up a little goodwill among the mercenary community, especially after cutting down some of his own men.
So we don't have to fight them here in the United States.
Hey, you roomie there, come in. Didn't I tell you never to come panhandling around here? Huh?
It's a relief valve, them things, and...
Shouldn't we have said something about the knife in his back? Oh, I'm sure someone will mention it to him.
Stab your back! 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 Stab your back!
Now, the cutney, an age from the, where the zipper ends, round under my, back to my bum.
Stab your back, stab your back, stab your back, stab your back.
Oh. Piggy sat solemnly thinking of his swollen tongue and dribbling.
You know,
Woo! Some bad breath.
Boy, Cap, get him some juicy fruit.
Get him a drink.
Yeah, get him a drink.
Wild turkey's good.
All right.
Oh, hey, now that's some good liquor, son.
I tell you what, I don't like this boy's attitude.
Yeah, we got to teach him some respect.
It's enough. Leave the damn animal alone.
You're getting squeamish, honey.
Gonna kill him, but don't torment the poor son of a bitch.
Oh, we ain't gonna torment him. We just gonna brown him a little bit.
Yeah, I might hallucinate it.
Jack spoke loudly to the man with the rope.
It's getting awful sticky around here.
This is a lot of guys.
Bush hid his face. He lowered his chin and stared at the traces as though he would force them to speak to him.
Judging from the noise this Bush making, he doesn't sound too sad to me.
It shattered the illusion that terrorists attack us only after we provoke them.
Yeah, right.
Biggie crouched instinctively.
And it might make sense to leave them alone.
Then, dog-like, uncomfortably on all fours, yet unheeding his discomfort, he stole forward 5 yards and stopped.
George was up, wagging his butt and licking at Jack's bare ankles.
How can I show you love?
He asked, with noticeably less spunk.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you think our deal
is for me to babysit you for the next 200 years you're dreaming. I don't remember us saying anything about adoption.
Piggy tiptoed to the triangle, his ineffectual protest made, and joined the others.
He's sucking my thumb!
Hello, my friends! Is everybody happy? Conservative. I like the crazy girls that I screw. Hey, hey, I know them all well. And when I run out of bread, I laugh all the way to the bank. Sometimes I pause for a drink. Conservatism ain't no easy job. I smile in the mornings. I live without a care. Nothing is denied me, and nothing ever hurts. I got bored, so I'm making my millions. When you're conservative, you get a better break. You're always on the right side when you're conservative.
Private sector needs to do its part.
What? Why would you need me to fly you out of here, Sector Chief?
In Piggy's right temple, a pulse began to beat on the brain.
So George says, here's an idea. I know what you're thinking. I ain't no salesman, but I can read you just the same. You're thinking there's more than 10 grand in this deal. You play it right. If we play it right.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Who elected you leader of this outfit? Since we've been following your lead, we got nothing but trouble.
So you're against me now, too. Is that how it is, boys? The whole world, God Almighty. Guess I deserve it. Boys, I know that I made some tactical mistakes. If you just stick with me, I got a plan. Believe me, boys, we can fix this thing. And we can get out of here.
What are you talking about, man?
Okay, here's the deal.
George replied.
You help me go in and get girls. I give you 750 mega credits.
Money?
If you're fooling us.
You fly us all out of here afterwards, I throw in another couple hundred. That's almost 1,000 mega credits, and I'm only being this generous because of our former friendship.
What former friendship?
George shifted uncomfortably.
We're buddies. You, me, and Fresno Bob.
Jack felt the point of his spear with his thumb.
You know what they did to Bob?
He deftly looped a coil of the garden hose around the president's head and jerked him out of the truck. When George hit the pavement, he stepped on George's chest and with one hand began twisting the hose tightly on George's throat. The other piled out with the intention of killing the butt-ugly geek in the shiny suit. Jack waited until the redneck on the ground was almost unconscious before loosening the hose.
That was a dirty trick.
How had a harmless insurance scam come so unhinged?
Brown leaned down and looked closely at Piggy.
George, what went wrong?
Michael and I were close. I was working on him. He was Daddy's boy.
They kiss and hug. Just kiss, kiss, hug, and hug.
I don't know what to do,
George said, shrugging.
Bro, your family's bunching your boy back like a bunch of gonad gangsters.
Well, I feel so trapped.
Brosicle, I'm your family now, and this dude is never, ever gonna leave you. Never.
Even when I bopped Michael on the head or pulled his hair, Michael wouldn't lash out at me.
We can do all right on our own, can't we? Said Piggy wetly.
FEMA is not there.
Aren't I having none? Brown had meant to leave him in doubt as an assertion of power, but Piggy made more cruelty necessary.
You should, as an individual, take personal responsibility and be prepared to be on your own for perhaps up to 2 or 3 days.
You backstabber! And I let you spoon me!
Oh well, George thought, life's a f***ing roller coaster. He slowly began to come apart.
Imagine there's no heaven.
It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. The color girl city.
Child, everybody that can read know about that prejudice bush.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Either one who got a clan.
One, two, three, four. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. The color girls say.
That white trash country ass KKK man, Bush.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Lord, what a Ku Klux country trash that ass prejudice, Mr. Charlie. White sheets, white hoods, murderers, sword behind drunk Klan member, fool, Bush.
Take a walk on the wild side. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The color girls say.
You don't understand, Bush. For miles, all you can see is death.
Take a walk on the wild side.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Take a walk on the wild side.
Very tricky.
Peace.
Imagine war is peace. You will continue to see the grim results in Arrakis.
Arrakis.
They walked along, unable to communicate.
The President of the United States gazed expectantly at the man with the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
You know, is there a capacity to go from bird to person to person? That's when it gets dangerous, when it goes bird, person, person.
I don't like it, but I guess it's George Giuliani's job.
Do I?
They looked at each other, baffled in love and hate.
At that moment, a sunbeam broke through the bruised clouds with golden light.
Look, Mr. President, teacher says every time a bell rings, an oppressive autocracy gets freedom.
That's right. That's right.
Get me. I'm giving out wings.
What do you know about this?
I'll be a son of a bitch. George, I'm insane.
Well, that's it, boys. I've been redeemed. The preacher done washed away all my sins and transgressions. It's a straight and narrow from here on out. And heaven everlasting's my reward.
What are you talking about? We got bigger fish to fry.
The preacher said all my sins is washed away, including that Piggly Wiggly I knocked over in Yazoo.
I thought you said you was innocent of those charges, George.
Well, I was lying. And the preacher said that sin's been washed away, too. Neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
Ever seen a leech before?
Am I what?
Because there's a good one on your cheek.
Bush screamed.
No! No!
After George finished flaying himself, he said,
"Now that I've ridden the worm, there's nothing else in our way.
Is there?
You're good company, Sonny. What else might the reports have been wrong about? How's your spirit of adventure?
Meanwhile...
Crash site is still secure. All we have to do is adjust the time of the accident.
It could work.
As soon as you get him, call me.
They're moving north.
He must be halfway to Harlem by now.
What a coincidence. So are we.
But that was just a prelude to what was to come.
Hold still!
Staying much longer.
Bush looked at Brown. The shameful knowledge grew in them, and they did not know how to begin confession. They looked at each other while society paused about them. Bush glanced at Brown, who blurted out the last confession of incompetence.
The policies and the decisions that were implemented by the president put FEMA on a path to failure for the president. To now claim that we didn't have awareness of it, I think is just baloney.
Is it money? Jesus, I got money.
I bet you do.
George took his flashy, hand-tooled wallet and said, guardedly, I'll pay you a couple of bucks.
Awful white of you.
George opened his wallet and swallowed.
Where's all the money, George?
Judas Iscariot! You
the
miserable.
Lunatic had been through his billfold.
George sneered and attempted bravery.
This is one Texan who don't like when he's made out to be a fool.
Well, what do you like?
I don't know. A good book? Long walk on the beach?
I told you to stop asking me all those stupid questions. Otherwise, you're never going to eat. Right? Okay. Let's go find something to eat. I'm hungry, Anderson.
Ooh, look at that frog!
Oh, terrific.
Because one 16-ounce frog induced thunderous belching that lasted for days.
Just look at my jacket.
President just decorated.
That's what I said.
Damn, he wheezed. Was that some bad toad?
A couple more and then I gotta hop.
He did not see Brown go to Jackson Whisper with them, nor how the boys went together into the forest.
And suddenly things turned ugly.
Said Jack indignantly.
There, we're in a tight spot.
Brown cut George off.
He has a black box with him, a rope,
a stick sharpened,
and some other stuff in a big bag.
Damn,
We're in a tight spot.
Surely this will take all day.
That can be arranged,
said Jack proudly, and it twitched as he said it.
He's making sure.
George concluded it was a nightmare.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid fool? Where's that money?
Yeah. No!
Punk ass.
Woefully, George rocked on his heels. He felt sick.
Look, please.
It's a bushwhacker.
Do what?
Fix it. I am bush.
Am I what?
Okay.
Forget the whole thing.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Brown snuck up behind him so he could punch him into unconsciousness.
You creep up behind me in darkness. You crawl up behind me at night. You tangle my words without speaking. Oh, Jesus, get me into the light. Whack my piano. Hey, 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 what do you know? Hey, 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 what do I know? They creep up behind me in the middle of the night and bushwhack my piano. They creep up behind me in the middle of the night.
George woke up with a headache that was about to get worse. He saw that the kidnapper crouched nearby. He was feeding Oreo cookies to the larcenous Brown, which appeared to be regaining its health. The president found himself stripped to his underwear and
strapped to the tall hand truck. Can you hear me? Take some deep breaths while you can and clear your head.
Now, there are only two options before our president: dishonor, or defeat, or sacrifice.
Hear, hear.
And again, and again, and again.
I see the consequences of those decisions.
Awful white of you to take it like that.
His hands were busy as he talked, tying a hangman's noose in the end of the cord.
George was more certain than ever that what he'd witnessed earlier was a dream. He felt ready to assert himself.
There's a group of terrorists and killers that has created a little bit of consternation amongst some who want to try to stop the advance of democracy.
Jesus, you're thick. The stranger pushed the red button as George thrashed briefly against his ropes.
It's the fear of democracy starts to fade. Some say the internals are ready.
Had been plotting and ordering attacks, who desire to dominate the world. These killers understand that the ability to get on TV screens with the spread of democracy is their worst nightmare.
Oh, George, now that's just what I like so much about you.
Jack, the kidnapper, scratched the crown of George the monkey's head. He reached for the shiny black cylinder. Shock collar, Jack explained unnecessarily. Three levels of stimulation, range of 1 mile, rechargeable nickel-cadmium batteries, 3-year warranty. George felt it now, stiff leather against the soft skin of his throat.
You know,
state of the art, said the stranger. Field trainers swear by these gizmos. Dogs get the message real quick, even labs.
Mm-hmm. Labs of interviewers realize they are totally unprepared for what lies ahead.
In some cases,
George!
A bolt of fire passed through George. George shuddered violently and gulped for breath. His tongue tasted of hot copper. Crimson spears of light punctured the night. George warbled in fear.
What have you been doing, George?
My job is to lead and to solve problems.
George sneered and attempted bravery.
Look at you. You used to be so cocky. You were going to go out and conquer the world.
The stranger twirled the remote control like a baton. That's what a big old softy I am. Jack the kidnapper laughed and bared his tiny teeth, which were flecked black with Oreo creams.
Mr. President, I have a question.
Where's all the money?
George got very nervous.
I'd be glad to talk about a ranch.
Moments later, regaining consciousness, George found himself in a fetal ball on a mossy patch of ground.
His mouth was taped.
His throat and arms still burned from the dog collar's jolt.
You haven't had one of those seizures for about 20 minutes. That's a good sign.
Opening his eyes, George saw the toes of Jack's boots. He heard a voice as deep as thunder.
I'll ask you the questions and then we'll see. Blink twice for yes.
George retorted,
I'm going to take your tape off and you can tell me.
Hey, what's going on around here? Look, who are you?
I told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
Yeah, I know, you told me that. What else are you? What are you? You a hypnotist?
No, of course not.
Well, then why am I seeing all these strange things?
This is what you get for asking questions.
Don't you understand, George? You're nobody. You have no identity.
Oh, what do you mean, no identity? My name's George.
There is no George. You have no papers. No driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy. You've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
That's a really interesting question.
This is some sort of a funny dream I'm having. So long, mister. I'm going home.
Home? What home?
Now, shut up! Cut it out!
I should kill you.
Look, please, please.
Wild guess says you're that clay-brained George the Bigot. Am I right? George nodded submissively. So you started out two strikes against you. A weaker nod. That's a shame, George, but I expect even if your folks had called you Gandhi, you still would have grown up to be a world-class dickhead.
Bush was muttering and about to cry.
Oh, you boys are two friends. Oh, you're my boo companions.
Your lip's bleeding, George.
Yeah. I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer a little bit ago.
Oh, no, 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 George. I'm the answer to your prayer. That's why I was sent down here.
Very funny.
He stepped toward George and lifted him by the shirt. A hurricane is a holy thing, Jack said. But you treated it as an amusement. Pissed me off. God. George dangled in the stranger's iron clasp. You're down to one question, he said, returning George to his feet. Are you going to kill me? Every time you ask that stupid question, you're going to get it. He set the remote on the weakest setting. Ready? George clenched his lips. Jack stung him with a light jolt. George twitched stoically. George in his dirty underwear and dog collar. Jack laughed. What a thing. The arrogance of coming to a place like this and not knowing, not caring to learn. Jack slipped a hand under George's chin. What do you believe in? George goes on the slippery ledge of panic. What do you stand for? Tell me that, sir. George cringed.
Just trying to look good in front of the folks at home. Look, I recognize we got an image issue. If my reaction was, where's the communications?
He asked, hopefully. Something like that.
And we remember the words of the Christmas carol. God is dead, 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 dead. The right shall fail, the wrong prevail, with violence on earth,
and suffering to men. Thank you, and good night.
I hope you got your things together. I hope you are prepared to die. Looks like we're in for some nasty weather. One eye taken for an eye. And don't go out tonight, for it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Don't go out tonight, for it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
George, I just want to get for praying.